You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong. And y'all know I've been saying new last name. And the other day I thought about Fun Strong TBA. Because see, TBD would mean like I don't trust what God has already told me. But TBA, oh yeah, that's faith. That's a faith walk right there. TBA, to be announced. Okay, come on, y'all. And I know some of my friends are like, wait, what? You got some announcement you want to make? Yes, whenever God tell me to make it. Anyway, y'all, let's jump into the podcast for today. It's going to be good. So today, y'all, the podcast, I feel like this podcast is really gonna be good. Now, it may just be good for me. I don't know, but I'm excited to share with you guys the conversation me and the Holy Spirit had this morning. And the title of today's blog and podcast episode is Your Kingdom Resume. Now, most of you listening or reading today have a resume. If you don't have one, you at least have what they call a work history. Both the resume and the work history gives, you know, readers a snapshot of what you have done in your career and what kind of experience you have work-wise. So this morning, as I was praying and having a conversation with God, I thought about and prayed about some of the assignments that I'm currently working in right now. You're listening, podcast listeners, and reading, blog readers, to one of them. To some, this podcast, the blog, may seem like an unpaid gig, even though podcasts and blogs can definitely be monetized. But as I thought about it more and more, I began to wonder, you know, Lord, am I doing enough? Or what else should I be doing, Father? And Jeremiah 29:11 came out of my mouth as soon as I thought that thought. I said, Lord, you said in your word that you know the plans you have for me. Plans to prosper me, not to harm me. Plans to give me a hope and a future. And we learned in last month's Bible study about putting God's word back in his remembrance. So that's exactly what I did. I put Jeremiah 29:11 back in his remembrance. And as I finished my prayer conversation with Holy Spirit, you know, I opened up my Bible for the scriptural Bible study. Y'all know we in the book of Ephesians. I hope you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast so you can know that's where we are today. But if that's new news to you, welcome to the book of Ephesians for the scriptural Bible study. So I had already asked the Lord when I was opening my Bible to show me what he really wanted me to see today. I said, Lord, speak to me this morning through your word. And y'all know what? He did just that. So here's what stood out to me in Ephesians 2. And when I say what stood out to me, that means those are the things I'm sharing with you the things that the Holy Spirit wanted me to see, the things that the Holy Spirit wanted to speak to me. So these are those things, okay? Number one, my life was dark and dead without God. Your life is dark and dead if you don't have God. But verse 4 says, he made me alive with Christ and I was saved by grace. Now, many of us that have been in church most of our lives, some of our lives or whatnot, we know what that means, saved by grace. But for those of you that don't know what grace is the unmerited favor of God. It is the inexhaustible, okay, come on, word nerds. It is the inexhaustible supply of God's goodness based on the work of Christ, whereby he does for us what we do not deserve, could never, ever earn, and would never be able to repay. That's what grace is. We don't deserve it. It's unmerited favor of God. Unmerited favor. I was looking up at my vision board that I have right in front of me. And one of the things that I cut out last year was a lifetime of favor. That, like, I just cut that word out. So I have it up there, a lifetime of favor. And when I look at the definition of grace, grace is unmerited favor of God. So my vision board is that I want a lifetime of unmerited favor from God. Oh, it's inexhaustible. Like, the supply never runs out. Ooh, yeah, that gets me excited. I don't know about you. Also, we are seated in heavenly places with resurrection power and dominion. And because of this seating, we have access to spiritual privileges that God has placed in our accounts. It's just like a bank account. God has put some stuff in there, your blessings, right? We read yesterday about every spiritual blessing has already been given to us. It's already been placed into our accounts, but we have to access it. Matter of fact, access is another word that's on my vision board. Come on, Holy Spirit. I have on my vision board, access is everything. And that's so true. Spiritual access is everything. We are seated as believers in Jesus Christ. We are seated in heavenly places with the same resurrecting power. We have dominion. And because of this seating in heavenly places, we have access to all of the things that are already in our spiritual accounts. I just want to get up and run right now, because that's some good news right there. Okay, if you sitting over there like, oh man, look at my, you looking at your worldly bank account. Baby, I ain't worried about what's in my worldly bank account, okay? Bank Plus and all the different banks that have my name as an account holder, it doesn't matter how many cents or dollars are in there, because I have access to my spiritual bank account, and God, my source, has already placed everything that I need in my account. Right? Okay, good. You still rocking with me. Eternity with God. Check this out. Eternity with God will be a nonstop, never-ending, mind-blowing experience. What? See, we all like trying to make things be so great on earth. It's cool. I definitely want to experience heaven on earth. But what this is saying is heaven on earth ain't got nothing on eternity with God. That's going to be nonstop, never ending, mind blowing. Because see, on earth, this is a sin sick world. So we still have to encounter trouble and pain and all those types of things, even though God is with us in the trouble. God is with us, you know, through the pain. But eternity, nonstop. Never ending, mind blowing experience. Woo! Again, excited me. Okay, and back to grace. Grace is God's gift. It is received, not earned. I can't get grace through works, right? I it's nothing I can do to get more grace. I can't be all like, oh, let me go do this and so I can give me some more grace. Nah. You can't. No, grace is God's gift. It's a gift. You know, somebody give you a gift. You really, they giving you a gift. Like you was like, well, I didn't give you anything. Right. It's a gift. Grace is God's gift to us. It is received. We are to receive the grace he gives us. We can't earn it, but we definitely can receive it. And verse 10, that's the verse I really want to just focus on today. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. How many of you know that the work that you're supposed to do, the good work, God already prepared it ahead of time for us to do. Now, Dr. Tony Evans' study notes say, a good work is a divinely prescribed action that benefits others in such a way that God is glorified. I'm gonna say that again. A good work is a divinely prescribed, think prescription, a divine prescription that benefits others in such a way that God is glorified. See, many of us Christians are unfulfilled and miserable because we have never gotten around to doing the works God has prescribed for us. Like God say, here, do this, but we ain't got time to do that. God says, here, go there, but we like, why should I go over there? That don't look like it's profitable. Why should I do this? Why should I do that? How much money I'm gonna make if I do that? See, God is calling us to things and we not going, but yet we at jobs, we doing careers that are unfulfilling and most of the times miserable is I don't know what. We miserable in jobs. Some of y'all are listening right now. You got your headphones in your ears and you sitting at a desk and you miserable is I don't know what. Because God never told you to do that work. You decided to do that work. And it could go all the way back to, you know, when you got out of high school or when you went to college or whatever your parents told you you should do or whatever somebody else said. You'll be good at that. You'll be good at nursing. You'll be good at teaching. You'll be good at being a journalist. You'll be good at, you know, people tell you certain things. But what did God say you would be good at? Because he knows the plans that he has for you. He knows what he put in you when he created you. The verse says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Y'all, he already know what we good at. So we should be listening to God to tell us what to do next. Okay, we are saved by grace, right? We already said that. We are saved by grace for good works. And those works are to be lived out in the Christian dynamic called the church. The church is heaven's kingdom community. Okay, the church is heaven's kingdom community here on earth. We are to be living out our Christian lives to do good works. We are saved by grace for good works. And we are to do that good work through the Christian dynamic called the church. So many of us have decided we don't go to church or we not connected to a community of believers, which is really what a church is, a community of believers. Like, you know, some, it's not the building, you know, like some people are like, I don't want to go to that church and them people this and that. No, it's the dynamic of the people. Is the stones, all the people. We are the Jesus is the cornerstone and the rest of us are the rest of the stones that make up the church, right? Y'all got to read your Bible. Learn that today. Okay. So as I was reading all of this though, y'all, two words came to mind. Kingdom resume. Kingdom resume. Now I'm reading Ephesians 2 and all of this I read made me think kingdom resume. See, we all thank God every day for his free gift of salvation, for him loving us so much that he sent Jesus to save us. And we already know we cannot repay Jesus for the debt that he repaid for us on the cross. But Ephesians 2:10 says we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. That means we should be willing to give our talents, which God gave us anyway. We should be willing to give our time, which God gave us anyway. We should be willing to give our resources, which God gave us anyway. He is the source. We should be willing to give all of that back to God so that he can use us to advance his cause in the world. God didn't just save us for his glory. He saved me. He saved you for our usefulness on the way there. On the way to eternity, He saved us for our usefulness. So now back to the kingdom resume though. My question to you is, do your resume show your good works for the kingdom of God? What's your resume looking like? Will God be able to reward you? Will God be able to reward me for our good works? See, at the judgment seat of Christ, God will reward believers based on their faithful service to him. What will you show for your time here on earth? You're going to be standing there and God going to be like, all right, show me what you did. You know, like he already know, but this is show and tell. It's a show and tell time. It's presentation time. Show me what you did while you were on earth. Now you saved, right? So you up there. Thank God for that. You up there, you saved. But what will you be able to show for your time while you were on earth? 1 Corinthians 3:13 through 15, New Living Translation says, but on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder, that's me and you, the builder, has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder, me and you, will receive a reward. That means many of us are saved, but our kingdom resume is going to determine if we get rewards or if we lose out on our rewards. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be standing in front of the Lord with no good works to show. I don't want to be standing up there talking about, ah, man, I know he had told me that one time that he wanted me to lead that group at church. And I was like, I don't have time for that because I work every day. I know he told me he wanted me to sing with that group, even though they weren't making no money. And they were just going around singing, you know, at different free events. And I was like, I ain't got time to be going around singing for free. I know he told me, okay, I can't use that. Okay. What about that time he told me to write that book? And I started it though. Lord, do I get credit for starting the book? Nah, I don't get credit for starting it. Okay, because it never got out to anybody to give God glory. So, okay, I can't use that book. Oh, man. Lord, can you give me a minute to think about all the ideas that you gave me to do? I'm trying to think of the ones that I did do. Like, who wants to be standing up there in front of the Lord doing it, like shuffling? You can't lie. You know, many of us have lied on our resumes to get jobs. Who am I talking about? Okay, just don't even raise your hand or tap your foot or nothing. But that was our old life, you know, when we were living in darkness. Okay, new life, we living in the light. All right, but you don't want to be standing there trying to be figuring out, did I do anything that gave God glory? Did any of my work that I did on earth give God glory? Or was I just focused on trying to find the job that paid me the most money or got me the bigger house or the best cars? Or like, what's your motive for your work? What is your motive for your work? And what's your kingdom resume looking like? Huh? Y'all, be encouraged today. I want you to be so encouraged today that you focus more on your kingdom resume than your worldly resume. Make sure that you are doing good works. That means being fully surrendered and allowing God to use you to advance his kingdom agenda. Now, you're probably like, well, fun, new last name. How do I know if I'm doing good works? How do I know this job that I'm at? How do I know if I'm doing good works or not? Is this it? Am I doing it over here? Am I doing it over there? Again, a good work is a divinely prescribed action that benefits others in such a way that God is glorified. Or in my translation, it means your own assignment by God. I t- told y'all there was going to be a fire episode. Yo, Kingdom Resume? What? Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm dusting my resume off. I'm trying to make sure that all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Speaking of cross, that I'm doing it for Jesus. Everything that I'm doing it for the glory of God. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be always in the church working. I'm not saying that. God can use you in your job. But the thing is, are you fully surrendered so that he can? He wants to do some things probably in your secular workplace. He wants you to be the minister there. But are you fully surrendered? Are you hearing from him so that you can know what that divine prescription is? Come on, fun. Get the words out. Prescription. A good work is a divinely prescribed action. What assignment, what prescription has God given you to take or to do? Because whatever it is, it's to benefit others in such a way that God will be glorified. That's how you know if you're doing a good work for the Lord. That's what you can say when you standing at on Judgment Day. Lord, I did that blog. I did that podcast. I wrote that book. I invited those people to church. I interceded and prayed for people. I helped other people become better prayer warriors. I encouraged people. I told a person, you know, hey, that might not be a good route for you to take. You might want to talk to the Lord about that. You know, whatever it is, that good work. But the thing is, I did what God said do. That is the key. And everything that I just rattled off to y'all, like I told this person that or I shared this, it was because God told me to do those things. Because I don't want you out here thinking that you got to figure everything out on your own. Mm-mm, you don't. Because if you out here trying to figure it out on your own, you're not listening to the voice of the Lord. And how do you hear from God? By praying and having a conversation with him and by reading his word. Every day I'm giving you real life examples of how I hear from God. This whole sharing of my conversation is to inspire you to have your own conversations. And that's always assignment question number one. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? It is not a trick question, y'all. It is really for you to spend time with God so that you can hear his voice, write down what he says, and be obedient to what he tells you to do. That's how you build your kingdom resume right there. So question number two is, what does your kingdom resume look like? What have you done so far for the advancement of God's glory and his kingdom agenda? What have you done? If you want to share your resume with me or share a few things from your resume with me, leave me a message on the podcast. Just go to anchor.fm and click on that little message symbol and leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. You know how we always sharing, you know, when we get promoted, we all go on social media and share when we get the new job, when we get promoted and all that. Hey, how about today you share some of the things that you've done on your kingdom resume? Witness. That's what really, when you share your kingdom resume, you witnessing, you testifying. Okay? You testifying. Look at this, y'all. God gets the glory for this. I don't get the glory. God gets the glory for this. So leave me a message on the podcast and let me know. And then number three, assignment number three, share your testimony. That's good. But share this post and share this message with somebody that you know needs to hear. Somebody that you know needs some encouragement. They're feeling maybe down. They're feeling like, I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know what my purpose is. And I don't know. Like, really, to know your purpose is to get in the Word of God. That's where your purpose is revealed to you, in his Word, and having conversations with him and praying. But mostly just getting in the Word of God. It's not a boring book. It really is the book that you need to be reading in order to know everything to succeed in this life. And for you to get excited about what's to come after this life is over. Okay, All right, y'all, this has been a long outro. I'm looking at the time and I'm like, ooh, girl, you going on. But it has to be said. So, hey, question. What does your kingdom resume look like? What good works are you doing? What has God told you to do and you haven't done it yet? That's what your priority should be. Okay? All right, y'all. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you subscribing. I appreciate you sharing this podcast. Y'all are God's best, and I thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.